Good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Christos Anesti, Alitos Anesti. What did I just say? I say Christ is risen. Truly, He is risen. Hallelujah. It's a joyful day, and thank you so much for your prayer yesterday. I did celebrate Easter Vigil Mass. It was beautiful. I love it, and I pray for you. And this is the homily from yesterday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I approach the altar of God today, I am terrified and trembling. You might ask, "What's up, Father? You celebrate Mass every day." Yes, I know, but it is terrifying to celebrate your first Easter Vigil Mass as a priest. There are so many things to learn and to remember. And my mind seems to be saying, "Torn, you are making yourself crazy." Yes, but brothers and sisters, I still love being a priest. Christ's death in the flesh made hell tremble with fear because He was making a joyful mass in the netherworld. Bring love to hell, which freak the devil out, and joy for those who die and still suffer from original sin. Today is Easter Vigil, and we should be terrified and trembling not because of fear, but because of joy. The beautiful joy from the resurrection of the Lord. We experience something new that just born inside of us, don't we? I experience that every single Easter. And I love the energy of many movies that depicted the resurrection of Jesus. The earth is shaking, the angels blowing the trumpets, the rain of flowers from the sky, and so on. Well, we just listened to the gospel reading describing the first resurrection encounter, Mary of Magdalene and the other Mary. And this is a beautiful thing that these women did. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week, pay attention, not the second, not the third, not the fourth, but as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and other Mary came to see the tomb. See how devoted they are to the Lord? They love the Lord, and that was the first thing that they did. God bless their hearts and those who always think of God and does His will. Though the guards are shaking and trembling with fear, the gospel described they are like dead. There's a very simple silent entry and a very peaceful revelation. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid." Again, very soothing, very calm. The women, as the gospel reading described, are overjoyed. Brothers and sisters, something new just born inside of these women with the joy of Easter. And they went to announce this good news to the disciples. Then later on, Jesus appears to many people, not with furious temper, saying, "Oh, you ran away from me, huh? Or you deny me, huh?" No, we didn't see that at all, but rather, "Do not be afraid. And peace be with you." A silent, soft, peaceful entry that should reside in our hearts when we listen to those consoling phrases. So the resurrection tells us that God always appears to us with peace, not with discord, with love, not hatred, with joy, not sadness, with hope, not despair. Even Dismas, the good thief on Jesus' right side at the crucifixion, do you remember? We are talking about before Jesus' resurrection. Though he recognized Jesus could restore the goodness in him which he had lost. That's why he has been crucified, right? The difference between Jesus and the thief. Jesus was innocent, but the thief was guilty. But look what he did, brothers and sisters. He said very simple words. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the goodness in himself was restored. Jesus promised him an eternal life. Therefore, I invite us to come to the Lord with much trembling, with Easter joy. Terrified and trembling with joy because the resurrected Lord loves us dearly with a sacrificial love. And look how lovely he is, very carefully, before the ascension to heaven, giving us every possible word and deeds, sacraments and grace, leading us to heaven. Terrifying, trembling with joy, because the resurrected Lord continues to transforming and walking with us daily. Brothers and sisters, if we are experiencing some fears and suffering, either from COVID-19 or other things, bring them to the Lord and experience the terrifying and trembling joy. Like the thief, right? Something new just born inside of him. Or the women, there's something joy, something new just born inside of them. Make them overjoyed. I think the Lord will surely make those worries to some celebrated peaceful joy with his resurrection. I hope you experience some joy just born inside of your heart and soul. Christos Anesti, Alethos Anesti, Christ is risen, truly he is risen, alleluia. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you and your family with Easter joy in the resurrection of the Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.